Hello, my name is Svenja Wacker and this is an audio guide about Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens' original name was Charles John Hotham Dickens and he was born on the 7th February 1812 in Landport in England. He spent his childhood in Chatham, Rochester, and he had a very happy life there with his family. When his father got transferred to London because of his job, Charles had to look for an own place to work because his father couldn't afford to care for the family anymore. 1833, he wrote his first sketch and gave himself the pseudonym Boss. 1836, he married Catherine Hoggard, who was the daughter of George Hoggard, who was the editor for the sketches that Dickens wrote under his pseudonym. Catherine Hoggard and Charles Dickens had 10 children together, and they were a couple till 1858, when Dickens ended the relationship with his wife. Nevertheless, he kept the relationship with the actress Ellen Ternan. Dickens was the first publisher of the big liberal newspaper Daily News, which is a newspaper that still exists today and is still a popular newspaper in England. 1836, Dickens published the Pickwick Papers that were extremely successful and which were the start for his later success. Since 1858, he read his writings in front of a crowd in England, as well as in front of people in the USA. Charles Dickens was a publisher of a lot of novels, as well as of an autobiography, weekly periodicals, for example, The Household Wars and All the Year Around, and the travel books. He was also a supporter of the good causes by administering charitable organizations. The last novel he wrote was named The Mystery of Edwin Drood, but it was never completed. During the years, Charles Dickens got morbid, nervous, and restless, and he never found his peace anywhere. Because of a stroke that Charles Dickens got during a meal on the 9th June 1870, he died, and he's buried at Westminster Abbey. His writings are widely spread around the whole world, and you can't count how many copies there are of his novels anymore. Oliver Twist, A Christmas Carol, David Copperfield, A Tale of Two Cities, and Great Expectations are just five of many examples that you could mention when you're talking about Charles Dickens. His book characters were often inspired by people that Charles Dickens knew in his real life. He illustrates the social injustices of the Victorian time in his novels, and also the poor society of towns and the social structures that were present at the time he lived and that he criticized a lot. Oliver Twist is the first novel I'm talking about. It was published during the years 1837 and 1838 as a serial in a journal. It is a social novel that faces the social misery in the 19th century. It is about a little boy who's called Oliver Twist and who lives in a small British town under miserable circumstances. At some point, Oliver manages to escape to London, where he arrives in a desperate situation. Unfortunately for him, he meets a group of thieves that persuade him to join the group. Firstly, the group tries to steal from a man called Mr. Brownlow. Because Oliver is blamed for the stealing, and Mr. Brownlow has pity with him because he doesn't think he did it, he takes him in and takes care of him. The members of the group fear that Oliver might tell Mr. Brownlow who the thieves really were, and so they kidnap him and he has to live with the group again. Again, Oliver is also forced to participate in a housebreaking. When the breaking fails, the owner of the house, Mrs. Maley, takes Oliver in because he was left behind injured. Charles Dickens ends this novel by exposing Oliver's origins. The reader gets to know that Monk, who is a new member of the group of thieves, is the half-brother of Oliver, and he wants to kill him because he wants the entire heritage of their father. Furthermore, Oliver gets adopted by Mr. Brownlow, who turns out to be an old friend of their father. A Christmas Carol is the second novel I'm talking about. It was published in December 1843. The novel is about the businessman Ebenezer Scrooge, who is very selfish and a lonely person and just thinks that working is the most important thing in the world. The whole story shows that Ebenezer Scrooge is a very stingy person who doesn't care about anything else but himself. During the novel, he gets visited by four ghosts. The first ghost is his former colleague that visits him and tells him that there will be three more ghosts to come. He warns him that he should listen to those carefully. The second ghost that visits him is a ghost of past Christmas. He shows Ebenezer what he had and what he is missing out on now. The third ghost that visits him is the ghost of present Christmas. They visit two Christmas celebrations together. The first one is from an employee of Ebenezer that lives under miserable circumstances because Ebenezer pays him poorly. He also has an ill son who he can't cure because he can't afford it. The second Christmas that Ebenezer and the ghost visit is from Ebenezer's nephew. He's heard that Ebenezer doesn't want to come to his Christmas celebration, and he's joking around with his friends about Ebenezer. After these visits of the ghosts, Ebenezer gets already softer because it hurts him to know what people think of him. The last ghost is the ghost of Christmas yet to come. He shows Ebenezer that there is a funeral of a person, but nobody cares about this person, and so there's nobody who grieves about him. At the end, it gets clear that the funeral is for Ebenezer and that nobody is there for him, and that there are even some people who are relieved that Ebenezer is dead. After the visit of the last ghost, Ebenezer sees that he's the one who lives a lonely and miserable life. He raises the payments for his employees, and therefore the son of his employee can live. He also celebrates Christmas with his nephew and his family, and everybody is happy. The third novel I'm talking about is named David Copperfield, and it is claimed by Dickens that David Copperfield is his favorite child, which means that it is his favorite character out of all of his books. It was published in 1849 and 1850, and it has a lot of autobiographical facts about Dickens' life in it. David Copperfield lives in England and lives a happy childhood with his mother and the maid Peggotty after his father died. When his mother gets married again, he gets a stepfather that is very hard on him and punishes him. David gets away to London when he can't bear it anymore, and he stays there till the death of his mother. While working in a wine shop in London, he gets to live with Mr. Micawber. Unfortunately, Mr. Micawber has many debts and has to go to prison. Therefore, David Copperfield is looking for his aunt, and he finds her after some adventures and gets to live with her. After some years at a school in Canterbury, he goes back to London with a schoolmate, and he wants to become a lawyer and joins the office of the lawyer Spenlow. He was already introduced to the law by Mr. Wickfield, who he met in Canterbury. Mr. Wickfield has a daughter who's named Agnes, and who Copperfield likes like a sister. Towards the end of the novel, there are few actions that happen separately. Firstly, the niece of Peggotty gets kidnapped by Copperfield's schoolmate, but she later gets found and the whole family emigrates to Australia. Secondly, David Copperfield gets engaged to Dora Spenlow, the daughter of his boss. The aunt of Copperfield loses all of her fortune, and she has to go to London to live with Copperfield because she can't care for herself anymore. Therefore, Copperfield does not try to become a lawyer anymore, but he tries himself in writing, and he starts to write for a newspaper, and he even writes novels. When the father of his fiancée Dora dies, this leaves Dora in miserable circumstances. Therefore, Dora and Copperfield get married soon, but it is only a short marriage because Dora dies soon after the wedding. Mr. Micawber gets out of prison, and he works as a writer for Mr. Wickfield in Canterbury, where he discovers frauds that were made by an employee of Wickfield whose name is Uriah Heep. After staying away for some time after the death of his wife, Copperfield returns back to England, and he realizes he has more feelings for Agnes Wickfield than he thought, and they get married. The fourth novel I'm talking about is called A Tale of Two Cities. It was published weekly from April 1859 to November 1859, and it was during a time when Charles Dickens experienced great changes in his own life. A Tale of Two Cities can be seen as an historical novel because it is set during the time of the French Revolution. The protagonists of the novel are Dr. Manette, his daughter Lucy, and Lucy's love interest, Charles Darnay. It plays as well in London as in Paris. Dr. Manette gets freed from Paris, where he was kept innocently in prison for many years in the Bastille. The love story between Lucy and Charles Darnay is also a big part of the novel. Charles Darnay emigrated from Paris to London, where he met Lucy and they got married and had two children during the novel. When Charles needs to go to Paris to free a former servant that is also kept innocently in prison in Paris, he gets caught in the act and he gets sentenced to death. Luckily for him, there is a man called Sidney Carton who is also in love with Lucy and who offers to sacrifice himself instead of Charles, and because they look really similar, so nobody would notice it. This plan works in the end, and Sidney Carton becomes the tragic hero of the story out of a minor role. The last novel I'm talking about is called Great Expectations, and it was published between 1860 and 1861 as the serials in the two newspapers All the Year Around and Harper's Weekly. The novel is about a boy who everybody calls Pip. He lives with his sister and her husband, but his sister is a very unfriendly woman. Luckily for Pip, his brother-in-law is a very nice guy who works as a blacksmith. When Pip visits the grave of his family one night, he meets a prison escapee, Magwitch, and he helps him out. Nevertheless, Magwitch gets caught by the police again because he starts a fight with other prison escapees. When Pip meets a woman called Miss Havisham, his life gets a little bit more exciting. Miss Havisham has hated men since she was left at the altar, and she wants to take revenge with the help of her adopted daughter Estella. Therefore, she looks for someone to play with Estella, and the uncle of Pip's brother-in-law recommends him to her. After some years, it is supposed that Pip becomes a blacksmith like his brother-in-law, but he gets a big amount of money from an anonymous benefactor. Due to this, he gets a noble education in London, and he thinks that Miss Havisham is the anonymous benefactor, and the reader gets to know that Pip was always in love with Estella. In London, he changes his lifestyle completely and he behaves like a snob. He cuts all the contact to his poor relatives and he lives very wasteful. In the end, it gets clear that Magwitch was the anonymous benefactor and that Estella is Magwitch's daughter. When Magwitch gets sentenced to death, Pip tries to help him by escaping, but they fail. When Magwitch is dead, his whole fortune gets confiscated, and Pip's great expectations of a life as a gentleman end at this point of the novel. Pip goes abroad to earn money there, but comes back a few years later. He reconciles with his brother-in-law, and he also meets Estella again, and they fall in love and find together and become a couple. Thank you for your attention. Now I hope you enjoy Dickens' work with the knowledge you gained.